This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host for the rest of this hour. If you want to call in and comment on what you've heard as we talk to Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, that number is 800-259-9231. And of course, we were talking to Joyce about her experience as a nurse, as a veteran, what she saw happening to veterans without their informed consent. This is the thing that should concern us so much as we see the scared clamor to remove informed consent, as we see the media that is making fortunes off of the advertisements of the big pharmaceutical companies pushing mandatory vaccines, just as they pushed mandatory health insurance on us during Obamacare. No, we should have the choice. These are people, in most of these cases, these are people who the only choice they want you to have is whether or not you're going to kill your unborn child. But everything else in life, you don't get a choice. You don't get a say. You have to have the government mandate to you. So we have the LA Times bragging about the governor and the California legislature presumably moving to stop the personal belief exemption. That's the way they've rebranded informed consent. Let me explain to you with the Constitution. We have the legitimate governments derive their justified powers from the consent of the governed, but no longer. No longer do they tell us what they're doing. No longer do they even pretend to care if they have our consent. And it's not just simple things that they ignore our consent on. It's not just whether they're going to anything that they want to do. No matter how small it is, even at the local level, everything is hidden from us. They don't want us to know anything that they're doing. This is an article that was just handed to me from Nico, and he said it's entitled, "The FDA is hiding scientific fraud, and you should be upset about it." That's not actually what they said in this article. But they point out that when the FDA encounters instances of scientific misconduct, it buries the evidence. And they point out that according to the Journal of American Medical Association, that's JAMA, they said in an investigation of the FDA, they said what they found were falsification or submission of false information, problems with adverse events reporting, protocol violations, inadequate or inaccurate record keeping, failure to protect the safety of patients and or issues with oversight or informed consent, etc., etc., etc. But we're supposed to just shut up and take the vaccine. That's what we're told by the doctor on CNN, the same one who, when her film crew was exposed to Ebola, violated the quarantine that she should have respected as a doctor. We're told that we should that our children are the ones who are responsible for these this outbreak of measles by this lady in Canada, and yet the person that possibly exposed her son was someone who had been vaccinated. There's an interesting story that's up on Natural News about another measles outbreak. I've talked many times about the one in 2011 in New York that began where patient zero was a twice-vaccinated woman who passed it on to four other people, two of whom had records that they had been twice vaccinated. The other two had signs in their blood that they had been vaccinated. In Natural News, they point out that in 1987, there was a study released about an outbreak in Corpus Christi 2 years earlier in 1985. 14 adolescent-age students, all of whom had been vaccinated for measles, contracted the disease. We point out that 99% of the students at the school, basically all of them, had been vaccinated, yet they're getting the disease. So much for the idea of herd immunity. No, it is really just a herd mentality. And what they're trying to do is call the herd. As you just heard from Joyce, so few people died in actual combat during the Gulf War And yet, over 400,000 are dying of Gulf War syndrome and other complications. Giving people massive amounts of vaccines all at once without their consent and certainly without informing them. Stay with us. We'll be right back taking your calls at 800-259-9231.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of the show. We were just talking in the last hour to Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, another GCN radio program. She is struggling with stage 4 cancer. That's metastatic cancer. It's appeared in multiple places in her body. She would very much covet your prayers as a Christian. And she exposed, as she was talking about it, she has made a very valiant effort to expose what happened to people in the military, the huge toll that was taken on the military, not by fighting the war, but by the vaccines that were given to them without their informed consent. She has a website about that, GulfWarVets.com. There you can see the documents that she's been able to unearth as a whistleblower, as a reporter over a long period of time. You need to understand what our government does, what it is capable of, what the pharmaceutical companies that control these politicians is capable of. You need to understand that before you give them your blind faith, before you destroy the notion of individual informed consent and continue to push for this kind of herd immunization, which doesn't work. If you don't have something that works for an individual, it isn't going to work for the herd. And as I just pointed out, you had an incident in Corpus Christi where all the kids, 99% of them, were vaccinated, and yet all 14 had that came down with measles had been vaccinated. So much for the idea of herd mentality. You also pointed out in this article that back in the mid-80s, half of the kids, I think it was 1987, let me check that, I think it was 1988 report from the CDC listed that of 3,655 cases of measles in 1987, 1,903, in other words, 52% of the cases of measles, according to the CDC in 1987, 52% of the cases were people who had been vaccinated. Tell me that it is effective. And let's also talk about the safety, because the first rule of medical ethics should be first, do no harm. So first we talk about the safety, then you can tell me if you think you've got something that's effective. I want to see the studies. Show me the information. You will not get my consent before you show me the information. But the very dangerous thing that we have now is that no longer do we have governments who think that they need to govern by the consent of the people. They don't even need our consent to do horrible things to us as individuals. We've got a lot of people who have called in to talk about this, many of them Gulf War vets themselves. I want them to have a chance to talk. Let's go directly to Ron in Tennessee. Ron?
Afternoon, David.
Hi.
I'm both a Vietnam veteran and a Gulf War veteran. Excuse me just a moment. Bad weather here in Tennessee. I can testify that what Joyce says is true. And by the way, on that agent BZ, they gave that to a team of Army Rangers. If memory serves me correct, it doesn't always. That was at the CIA compound north of Saigon in 1968, I believe, and the name of the operation was Operation Jacob's Ladder. They all killed each other.
Wow.
After they dropped them off. Mm. You can look that up. I'm sure there's some, and that came out during the Senate investigation on the Central Intelligence Agency by Senator Frank Church in 1975. Like Joyce, I have had a lot of physical problems. I was in the Navy. I went to the, I call it wisdom of Navy, or wisdom of medicine in the Navy. I'm being sarcastic, of course. Mm-hmm. They didn't have an answer for anything, and they always did what doctors always do when you hit them with something they don't know about. They said, oh, it's all your fault. You did this to yourself. Anyway, I had to keep plugging at this, and it took me 13 years to get properly rated dealing with the Veterans Administration. So all you vets out there that you're going after the VA, don't let them herd you into an appeals court and keep it in writing and keep coming at them each year, year after year. It takes time, but you'll win if you keep it up. Thank you,
David. We've even had – yes, thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. We've even had a vet come in here who was on the USS Reagan, who they that was the ship that responded to the Fukushima incident. And, of course, even though it was very well known that these guys were exposed to radioactive water, as many of them were coming down sick, of course, the VA just basically turned their back on them and did not treat them. So even in something that is that obvious, and, of course, what Joyce is talking about here is a vaccination. She believes that she has the same symptoms that that part of the Gulf War syndrome. She was not on the battlefield, but she was given a huge, massive number of vaccines on the same day as were the soldiers. So perhaps that is the common link. Again, her website is GulfWarVets.com if you want to get information about that. Let's go on to Gerald in Arkansas. Gerald, go ahead.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're live.
Yes, look, I served under John F. Kennedy, and I got out right before the Vietnam thing escalated, so I thank God for that. But my heart goes out to all these veterans since then. And I was telling the call screener, back in 1945, John Wayne was in a movie called They Were Expendable. It was about PT boat commanders. As we know, JFK was one of those. But the point is that Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. Kennedy did also. And nobody, no president since then has been warning about that. It's about the bankers and the Pentagon making money, going to war, using the soldiers as guinea pigs. And the drug companies have been using the American public and the world, but American public as guinea pigs. So we're all expendable to them. We're just guinea pigs to be used and then discarded. And
absolutely. Look at Smedley Butler, who was talking about that, who said that he had gone to war after war for, at that time, it was the United Fruit Company. They were the big multinational corporation that everybody was going to war for. But he pointed that out, and he stood with the veterans who were trying to get their benefits that had been promised to them by the United States government. As the Depression came on, they desperately needed those benefits. Many of them marched on Washington. And, of course, they were brutally treated by General MacArthur and Eisenhower at the same time. But Eisenhower was warning us not only of just the military and the people who were making the machines that and the bombs and the weapons, but he was also warning us that the research institutions would be totally captivated by the military-industrial complex. I just saw an article this weekend about a contact lens that was being developed where you could basically wink with one eye and it would essentially telescope in for people who had age-related macular degeneration. It would zoom you in, essentially, so you could see better. You lose the sight right at the center of your vision with AMD. And guess who funded it? It was funded by DARPA, because DARPA is looking for supervision. They essentially own all of the research now at this point. The government, but especially the military-industrial complex, is funding virtually all of the research. And we see them using it for things like killer robots. We now have tanks that are going to be – you're worried about the MRAPs that they're giving to the local law enforcement? Well, they are creating tanks that would operate autonomously, killer tanks that are going to make their own decisions. This is the kind of nightmare scenario that DARPA is coming up with. And at the same time, they have absolute contempt for the people that have joined to serve them. Was there something else you wanted to say, Gerald?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the whole what enables them to do all this stuff is the phony Federal Reserve fiat money system.
Yes.
Without that, they couldn't do any of this.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what the first order of business was when they came back from the election? The first order of business was to extend insurance to the bankers' derivatives, because I think they're getting kind of concerned about the economy again and this shaky derivative situation that is far, far larger than the mortgage derivatives that blew up on us in 2008. Now we're on the tap for derivative market that is many, many times larger than that mortgage market. And that's something that I think this is that's the key part of why they are getting us on a trigger's edge with these conflicts in the Ukraine and elsewhere. They want to have many wars that are set up so that they can distract our attention from the people that we should really be angry about. And that's, as you pointed out, the bankers who have ruined this economy and the politicians who have assisted them in it. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Let's go to Gatekeeper in Georgia. Gatekeeper.
Yes, David, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. First off, I want to say, Joyce, God bless you for continuing to do what you're doing, because a lot of people would give up and just let the sickness get the best of them. So God bless your spirit, ma'am. And, David, I'm 32 years old. I've been listening to Alex since about age 20. And I got a quick testimonial to give. I take my son to a speech therapy once a week, and there's a mom up there that's got two kids with autism, and mm-hmm. I've just been trying to, you know, get the strength up to talk to her, and I think it was last Wednesday I finally talked to her, and it all ended up in tears, you know. She said as soon as we got their second round of shots, she mm-hmm. just started noticing a lot of changes in them, and it was just I can't believe I didn't talk to her before I did. I just want to encourage everyone to just get out there and do it, because I finally was able to give her the information, and I'm sure that she's already checked out Alex by now and maybe listening to the show. So.
Well, thank you for doing that. And that's the thing that's really important for people to understand. I know many people feel so guilt-ridden because they gave vaccines to their kids and didn't know about what was happening. And they don't want to acknowledge or to talk about what happened to their kids. But you need to do that. Just because somebody took advantage of you is no reason not to speak out and to prevent them from taking advantage of other people. It's very important. So we want to hear your testimonies. Thank you so much for calling us, Gatekeeper in Georgia. We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's 800-259-9231.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. your host for the rest of the show, and we're taking phone calls about people's experiences with vaccines. We talked to Joyce Riley in the last hour with the Power Hour. That's her show on GCN. And, of course, Joyce is struggling with stage 4 cancer. She requests your prayers, and she had a lot to say about what's behind the Gulf War syndrome, about the tremendous cost and lives that have occurred not on the battlefield, but in the hospitals where they injected people. In her case, 10 vaccinations in one day. She traces a lot of health problems to that point, and now she's struggling with cancer. So keep her in your prayers. And, of course, you can get information at GulfWarVets.com. We're taking calls on vaccines and people's personal testimonies. Let's go to Dave in Long Island. Dave?
Hi, David.
Hi. Go ahead.
I want to talk about my daughter, actually, that has a rare disease that they attribute to genetics. But as it turns out, it's different. But first, I want to say something about people and their disconnect in the sense that people are so concerned about additives in their foods and cans of soup, et cetera, et cetera. They're so concerned about additives and the purity of their food, yet somehow they're not concerned about the purity of their vaccines with all
Very
the
good
additives
point.
In it. Okay,
Very good point. And we've had a lot of progress, I believe, in getting people to question whether or not they need to have this food coloring, whether or not they need to have that preservative in there. Making a few little extra dollars for the company, is that really worth that preservative that they're putting in there to give it a little bit longer shelf life? Is that really worth the health risk to the people that consume that? And I think the public is answering back, no, it is not worth it to us. We'll be willing to pay a little bit more for cleaner food. And that is essentially the same issue that we're seeing with the vaccines. Go ahead.
Right. So, I mean, and the point is, too, is, I mean, if the context is different also, because the whole thing started out with the food, with the pesticides being on the food. So it's a little hard to tell people that it kills that thing over there. If it's on your food, it's going to kill you, too. So
yes.
People understand
yes.
that. But we
yeah.
see with vaccines, it's efficacious. And like Alex says, too, he's not against vaccines per se. He's against what they're putting in the vaccines, you know, what we just referred to with the food, with the additives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. It's a preservative that's going to kill bacteria, but it's also these adjuvants that are designed to provoke an immune response. And so when you multiply the number of vaccines that people are given, when you give multiple vaccines at the same time, you're really multiplying that aluminum that is there to provoke and to attack your immune system. Is it any wonder that people are having autoimmune disease problems, that they're having autism, that they're having so many other things when they get things that are designed to do that? That's the key issue.
I just wanted to point out that disconnect there. People are so concerned about all the things they add to the foods, and they want pure foods and blah, blah, blah. Yet with the vaccines, hey, whatever. The guy in a lab coat says it's okay or whatever.
Yeah.
with the New Balance white sneakers on and his pen pocket protector or whatever. And they're like, oh, no, it couldn't be. But my thing is, my testimony is about my daughter. My daughter has a very rare disease that they say is genetic. Now, 20 years ago, when my daughter was born, she's 20 years old now, she seemed to be a normal baby to me. I've been around a lot of babies. She seemed perfectly fine. Okay? After she got all the vaccines and all that kind of stuff, that's when we noticed that there was some problem. But not, we didn't attribute it to the vaccines. But at that time, 20 years ago, I think the questions were just starting to be raised about
yes.
vaccines and autism. So nobody really knew because it was in its nascency, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I suspected it. And when I asked the doctor, and, you know, he absolutely refuted it. But the thing was is that I was bringing my daughter in to see him because she had a problem. Now, he, you know, the pediatrician admitted that there was something wrong with my daughter, but he could not identify it, okay? But yet, without able to identify what was wrong with her precisely, he still insisted that vaccines were not the cause, okay?
Because he's been told by the CDC, he's been told by the FDA that these drugs have been tested, they're safe and effective. They haven't, in many cases, looked at the studies themselves, just as I was pointing out in the last hour when they did this with the swine flu. The doctor was telling Mary Tyler Moore, yeah, you should take this swine flu shot, and then after all these people got sick, they came back and he said, I think you made the right decision. The doctors are not necessarily even informed. We haven't seen the research. Even if they've done the studies, they're not publishing them. Hang on, we'll come right back to you, Dave. I want to give you a chance to finish. We'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. We're talking about vaccines because there's a massive push on by the media as well as social networks to push against informed consent. Mandatory vaccines strike at the very heart of medical ethics. The core value of medical ethics is A, first do no harm, but also the Nuremberg Code that came out of the abuses that we saw in the human experimentation by the Nazis, by the Japanese, who incidentally were brought to this country as part of Operation Paperclip, very well documented in a book called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story of Frank Olson, someone who worked in the biological and chemical operations of the U.S. government in the 1950s, was part of the LSD experiments, and was someone who either was thrown out of a window or jumped out of a window to his death. It is a very, very well-documented book. I would suggest that to anyone, if you want to know the beginnings of the kind of criminal actions that we see in this country that have taken to an extreme extent here, as we now have people pushing against informed consent, the very basis of the Nuremberg Code. Of course, when you bring in scientists that had been experimenting on people, when you make them a part of the U.S. government medical programs, you should expect that you're going to see the same types of things done secretly to people, whether it's troops or whether it's the Tuskegee experiments or things like that that we see going on at the EPA. They have absolutely nothing but contempt for our informed consent. And that's a very dangerous proposition. But our government is very dangerous. When they're going to bring in scientists who should have gone to jail or been executed under the Nuremberg trials for violating human rights, when they bring them in as government consultants, create a program around it. Of course, the one thing that I disagree with the book, A Terrible Mistake, about is that he says, well, this is about the dark days of the beginnings of the biological and chemical programs in the United States government. Let me tell you something, it hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten far worse because our government is far less transparent than it was 50, 60 years ago. Still, it's a great read. It's very well documented for what it covers. Even if he doesn't believe that's still going on, we know that it's going on. And the fact that it went on, then where are the changes that would keep that from happening again? Our government has nothing but contempt for people who try to stop human experimentation, as we saw with the EPA experiments, as we see now with the push by the government, by the media, to wipe out informed consent. That's the basis of our medical ethics. But, of course, we can also talk about the safety and the efficacy of these things, and that's what I want to take your phone calls about, your personal experiences with this. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour, the Alex Jones Show, is brought to you by the products that you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have several specials that are going on there right now. In the month of February, we have 20% off of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. We have 15% off of ProPure water filters. And our new product, Ancient Defense, is available free if you buy two Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's right. Buy two Survival Shield X2, get one Ancient Defense for free. You'll find those specials at InfoWarsLife.com. It's very important that you take responsibility for your health, for your family's health, that you inform yourself about the different risks as well as the benefits of things that you can find naturally. There was an interesting article that I mentioned earlier in the show that NPR covered about the fight going on between the different plastics companies, between the ones who sell products with BPA in it, which are known to have estrogenic effects, that plastic. Then there was a BPA-free product that came out, Triton, and they got into back-and-forth lawsuits as well as conflicting scientific claims, different scientific papers. That's as it should be. This should be out in the open for people to make their own decisions. And as one of the fellows from one of these corporations said, I think people are recognizing that it's not the courts that determine scientific questions. That's right. It's not up to a majority vote. It's not up to the courts. It should be open discussion. We should be skeptical about what we're being told instead of saying, just shut up. The science is settled. Science is never settled. If it is settled, then what you're giving people is religious dogma. You're not giving them science. You always question the science. You always test it. You always go back and look at the results. But, of course, they won't show us the results. Let's go back to Dave in Long Island. Dave, you're just getting ready to tell us about your daughter that they diagnosed with a congenital issue, but you believe that it was vaccines?
Right. Well, for 6 years, they tried to diagnose her, but during that whole 6 years, they could not figure out what was wrong with her. And during that whole time, they insisted that vaccines were not, they couldn't identify what was wrong with her. You get this, okay? The absurdity of it. They couldn't identify what was wrong with her, yet Vaccines had nothing to do with it. Absolutely not. So 6 years later, she got some genetic testing done, finally, whatever, and they said, well, oh, here it is. Here's the thing that causes your daughter's problem. So anyway, as a concerned parent, naturally, you try to read up and try to follow it as much as you can. That was 20 years ago, okay? I'm going to read to you from a government website right here, a little short article from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, okay? Government website. This was a study done by the Department of Pediatrics and a university in Italy. My daughter's disease is called Rett syndrome, R-E-T-T syndrome, okay? Along with the classic form, variant forms of Rett syndrome and Rett syndrome phenotypes are also recognized. We report on a girl who at age 2 months developed an acute encephalopathy with destructive brain damage 12 hours after acellular pertussis vaccination. Okay?
Hmm.
3 months later, the girl manifested a Rett syndrome phenotype, okay? This previously unreported association emphasized the notion that Rett syndrome phenotypes can result from different either genetic or environmental causes. The environmental cause being the acellular pertussis vaccination, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole time we're insisting, no. Here's a report on the government website saying where it does. Now we've come full circle, okay? The current research on the thing, if you read any of the research on it, you can't make heads or tails of what's going on. They start off with one premise, they end up with another, but meanwhile, in between, as they come full circle, they're back to not knowing at all what causes this thing. They just discovered it in 1970. You know, my ex-wife looked at each other after she was diagnosed. Neither one of us have any genetic problems in either one of our families, okay? But
that's
yet,
right.
They say this comes out of nowhere, you know, the genetic. But the point is that they're not looking in the right place.
Looking at all. They're not doing the studies. You'll find in so many cases that the few studies that we do have are coming from other countries because our government is so owned lock, stock, and barrel by the big pharmaceutical companies or just like they're owned by Monsanto, who's pushing through their genetically modified organisms. In other countries, they're pushing back against GMOs. They're pushing back against vaccines. They actually are doing some studies. But we don't have the studies being done here. And the studies that are being done to serve the interest, to give plausible deniability to the large companies. I just read the conclusions of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, talking about how the FDA studies have falsification, submission of false information, problems with adverse events reporting, protocol violations, and on and on and on. They are not doing the science. The science is not settled. It hasn't even begun. They haven't even done the studies. They haven't even published the studies. You're talking about your daughter 20 years ago. Of course, back in the 70s and 80s, autism, as well as many of these other diseases, were so incredibly rare. There was one in 2,000 cases. Last year, it had jumped to one in 68. I don't know what it is this year, but it's growing exponentially. Where are the studies on this? If it's not vaccines, what is it? They're not doing the studies on this. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, Dave?
I just wanted to say that, I mean, there's the association with the vaccines. You have all these modern day, before there was no cases of this or whatever. It comes out of nowhere. But this is a case examination here. I mean, besides the other vaccines for all different kinds of diseases and what it causes and everything, here's a very weird one that's caused by it. But they're back to full circle. They don't know what causes it. They have people with the marker in the gene that don't have it. They have people who have it that don't have any marker. They still don't know it, but they're looking in the wrong place, and they don't want to look there. They just don't want to look there.
Absolutely. We don't have the information that lets us know what percentage, and some people are predisposed to that. Some people, they have to have these adjuvants in because they're not getting the response to the vaccine, so they add more adjuvants to it. To some other people who are maybe more sensitive to it, that causes them to have an over-the-top adverse reaction, while you still have some people on the other end of the scale who still won't produce the antibodies. That's why they're not effective in so many cases. That's why we saw back in this case study that I talked about earlier, you had back in 1987, 52% of the people who got measles had been vaccinated. What does that say about their efficacy? Where do they get this 99% number? We see them continuing to throw this number out, even though in the most recent outbreak of about 100 people or so in Disneyland, they had 14% of the people had been vaccinated. these numbers are not adding up. Thanks, Dave. Let's go on to Indigo Kid in Colorado. Indigo.
Hi, David. Yeah, I had military vaccines when I was a kid because my dad's overseas. My brother had them. He's autistic. I have a lot of issues as well, but I have this government study in front of me from the National Center for Biotechnology Information. People can Google the title of it, Comparison of Blood and Brain Mercury Levels in Monkeys Exposed to Vaccines Contain Thimerosal. I'll repronounce that, but I'll read this directly from the study, the abstract. It says, recent publications have proposed a direct link between the use of thimerosal-containing vaccines and the significant rise of the number of children being diagnosed with autism. The Institute of Medicine 2001 review did note the possibility of a relationship and recommended further studies. The recently published second review, IOM 2004, appears to have abandoned the earlier recommendation as well as backed away from the American Academy of Pediatrics goal. This approach is difficult to understand given our current limited knowledge of thimerosal, a compound that has and will be, continue to be injected in millions of newborn infants. This information is critical. We would respond to public concerns regarding the safety of child immunization.
So, well, absolutely. You know, what they're doing is that thimerosal was put in as a preservative in the vaccines. Now, a lot of them will say that that's no longer in the vaccines. If that's true, still remains the question, was that a link in some of the health conditions that we saw? And if that's true, how did they ever justify putting mercury into vaccines? I remember 20 years ago, I was trying to use contacts, and there was a cleaning solution that had thimerosal in it. The minute I put it into my eyes, I got this red stinging. My eyes turned blood red. I told the optician, I can't use contacts, evidently. And they said, no, I think you're just having a reaction to the thimerosal in the solution. We'll give you one without thimerosal. At that point, I could use it. But I mentioned that just recently to an optician. I guess it was about, not recently, it was probably about 5 years ago. I was considering using contacts again. And I said, yeah, I quit using them because I was having problems with the cleaning solutions, especially thimerosal. And he goes, oh, no, they banned that. That's mercury. That was the first time at that point that I realized the connection with the thimerosal. Why would they ban it for putting it into a contact lens cleaning solution? Why would they ban it there while they're still allowing it to be injected into people? That's the question. What are they doing to analyze the safety, to inspect the safety of these vaccines and the additives that are put into them? So whether or not they're putting thimerosal in, what about the other additives that are going in? What about the adjuvants? What about the aluminum? So many things that they're putting in, and that really is the issue. Thanks, Indigo. Let's go to Brian in Tennessee. Brandon in Tennessee.
Yes, hello, Dave.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate you guys covering this topic about vaccine. You don't obviously don't hear a lot about it in the media at all. I guess the reason I wanted to call is I've kind of been inspired to kind of call and tell my personal story. In 2009, I ended up getting the swine flu vaccine. Mm. You know, at that time, I wasn't aware. I wasn't following you guys. I really didn't know much about anything. I just kind of fell into that fear that the media was promoting about that, the need to get that vaccine. 2 months later, I was at work, and one of my feet started falling asleep. And I said, well, that's odd, and it wouldn't wake back up. Well, finally, it woke back up. Well, 2 months later, the other one started to fall asleep. And it was kind of off and on like that for a while, until finally they both fell asleep. Mm. And then they started to burn. And, you know, ended up going to doctors, neurologists, and found out that I had what's called peripheral neuropathy, which there was another gentleman, I was listening to Alex a couple of, maybe last week, had called in and had the same thing. You know, it's very frustrating. There's really no cure for it, and it can be progressive. But anyway, you know, I'll never get another vaccine. I was 28 when I had that vaccine. You know, now I'm 33. And you know, at the time I got this vaccine, I was just getting ready to graduate with my master's degree. And, you know, obviously this has really had a negative impact on my plans for life, you know. And
oh, yeah.
You know, I just can't warn other people enough to say, hey, you know, you just don't know what could happen.
Well, I played excerpts from the 60 Minutes report back in the 70s. About the swine flu vaccine at that point in time. And, of course, Wallace, what was his name? It's not Chris Wallace, but his dad, Mike Wallace, with 60 Minutes, talked to the director of the CDC and asked him, he said, how many cases had you guys diagnosed? Well, we didn't really know of any cases of the swine flu. There have been some reported but none verified. Yet, they went through this massive vaccination program. There were over 4,000 people who claimed that they were damaged from this swine flu vaccination program. It was really the first time they had done a mass panic of the public like that. They had what would in today's dollars be $15 billion worth of lawsuits claiming damage, most of them from Guillain-Barré syndrome. So, you know, you talk about this and how you didn't really, you took the vaccine, you weren't really aware of it, you weren't really thinking about it. I was around when that happened. I remember people talking about the swine flu vaccine, but it never really clicked with me back at that time. It didn't click with me for decades. So it's something that occasionally it will come out, just as 60 Minutes did a report on it 40 years ago when the media companies were not essentially owned by the pharmaceutical companies, with every other ad being a pharmaceutical ad. They did an investigation. They found some horrendous conflicts of interest, as well as lying to the public, panicking the public over this, getting them to take a vaccine that had not been tested, telling them that they had, giving them an insert for them to sign because they were trying at the time to pretend that they had informed consent. Today they say we don't need informed consent at all. They reject the notion of that. But 40 years ago, they wanted to get the informed consent of people. Nevertheless, they gave them information about a different vaccine than they were giving them. So they weren't even giving them the information. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to go to Ollie in California, Aaron in Texas, Sherry in Missouri. We've got a lot of callers, and we'll be right back.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I want to get right back to your phone calls. We've got Aaron in Texas, I'm told, called the other day. We ran out of time. I'm going to try to get to Aaron, Sharon, Sherry, George, Crystal, Andrew. If I don't get through all of them, we'll go to overdrive. But let's go to Aaron in Texas. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I hear you. Go ahead.
Great. I was wondering if you're aware of what they do to the doctors that are speaking out about vaccinations. And there's one doctor who spoke out about vaccinations and chemtrails about 10 years ago. And he was targeted by the IRS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got a lot of ways to deal with people. I mean, we just had Dr. Andrew Wakefield on last week. Alex was talking to him. And as Alex pointed out, his partner has been vindicated. Of course, Dr. Wakefield, when he was here, said he didn't have $500,000 or pounds. I don't know who was in the UK at the time to defend himself. But eventually he's being cleared as well, because they've now had a full investigation of his partner, who's been vindicated in the results that they were looking at. So they will come after you in any way that they can. They'll try to destroy your medical license. But, you know, we have to understand that there are bigger issues in this. Everybody who is a whistleblower understands that they're going to be attacked individually as persons. They're going to attack your reputation. They're going to try to attack you financially. That's why we need to hang together, and that's why we need to publicize this and stand with those people. Go ahead.
Yeah, this doctor, he spoke out about chemtrails and vaccinations 10 years ago, and he was targeted by the IRS, and he spent the last 8 years in jail on bogus tax charges. And right now we're trying to help him get out. His name is Dr. Kent Hovind, and his website is freekenthovind.com. And we really need people to stand together. He's a strong Christian, and he also talked about the lies of evolution, and the government doesn't like him at all speaking out on these truths, because he asked, where do your rights come from? And that's the most dangerous question that you can ask.
Oh, that's right. And, of course, Chris Cuomo told us that our rights come from not from God, but they come from government. Because I guess Chris Cuomo hasn't read the Declaration of Independence, so he doesn't understand the principles that our country is founded upon. Well, thank you so much. That's KentHovind.com. We'll look that up. Let's go to Sherry in Missouri. Sherry?
Good afternoon. I think it's important to speak about the delivery of the vaccination. When it's inserted into the bloodstream through the skin, it does not provoke the immune system as if it's taken in through the mucous membranes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the initial response of the body, is through the mucous membranes.
And so then, because it doesn't provoke the immune system, what they do is they add things like aluminum that they call adjuvants to artificially provoke the immune system. But then, of course, that has other effects as well that are not desirable.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is that most, if you want a safe vaccine or inoculation, that it should go through the mucous membranes, which provokes and incites the immune system to kick in for a response. And that's natural. That's normal.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we're talking about this, to see the panic from people about measles, when I grew up as a child, we didn't have any vaccines for measles. It was a childhood disease. It wasn't a serious thing if you got these childhood diseases as a child. But if you got them later in life, or if you got them as a baby, it was a very serious thing. As we were talking to Dr. Jane Orion about it, she said, yeah, the problem is that there was some immunity that would be passed on from the mothers who had genuine immunity because they had suffered from the disease. That would be passed on to their infants. And people would get it as a child, and they would have lifetime immunity that would protect them as adults. But these vaccines are not effective at protecting people. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Take the rest of these calls and join us tonight for InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central. That's on Prison Planet TV.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.